From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Brand. Nick Reisman is reporting for the State of Politics blog. State budget process this year is far different than previous years. New York is facing somewhere between a $10 to $15 billion revenue shortfall, and with so much uncertainty on when businesses can open and people can start returning to work, Governor Andrew Cuomo is pushing for a budget that can be adjusted month to month based on incoming revenues. This will impact how local government and schools can spend their money, which already has many groups concerned. State Senator Shelley Mayer and chair of the Senate Education Committee wrote, and I quote, "As we know, New York State is projected to lose billions in tax revenue due to the coronavirus crisis, threatening essential school funding," end quote. As a way to avoid education cuts, Mayer backs the adoption of a statewide budget that includes a higher tax rate for anyone who earns $5 million or more. Education advocates are saying this tax revenue could go to high-need districts that rely heavily on state funding. But Cuomo is against increasing taxes on the state's upper class, saying it will drive them away. The budget is due next Wednesday, April 1st. And you can read the full story on the State of Politics blog. Nora Mishenick reports for Columbia Green Media that the Green County Public Health website now says there are 9 positive cases, but are not returning multiple requests for comment from the local newspaper. Green County website gets a new one-sentence update on weekdays. Across the Hudson River, Columbia County has confirmed 24 cases of COVID-19, with 9 more county residents suspected of having COVID-19. Columbia County Department of Health Director Jack Mabb said in a statement March 24th, and I quote, "We haven't reached anywhere near the peak of the COVID-19 cases we expect in the county," end quote. On March 26, Rensselaer County Executive Steve McLaughlin estimated that the peak may be 2 weeks away locally. Columbia Memorial Hospital in Hudson has been cleaning space for more beds arriving this week. Columbia County Department of Health Director Jack Mabb says the county does not have enough tests. Mabb said, and I quote, "If we are not able to test, then we are not going to know the prevalence in the community, and we won't be able to isolate them. The more positive people we identify, the more we can shut down the virus movement in the community." And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Eric Anderson is reporting for the Times Union. The deadline for acquiring a real ID has been extended by 1 year to October 1st, 2021 by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. The previous deadline for obtaining secure identification was October 2020, but with the closing of Department of Motor Vehicle offices in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic, DHS officials chose to extend the target date. The Real ID is one of several enhanced identifications that will be accepted for entry into federal buildings and installations and by the Transportation Security Administration for airline passengers traveling in the United States. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and your COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.